Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
It's time for the B-A-Q-A, the B-A-Q-A, what you say, the B-A-Q-A, no man day, the B-A-Q-A, just Tiffany. Hey, it's me, Tiffany the Budgetista. I'm here on behalf of Brown Ambition because Manny is still out, but I am in the stew, honey, because we're going to do a little Brown Ambition question and answer. You have questions, I have some answers, but I am not your attorney, I'm not your doctor. I am not your financial advisor. I'm just a smart, cute brown girl that, you know, knows a thing or two, but you're going to take my advice with the smallest grain of salt, and you are going to ask somebody else to take you over the finish line, okay? AKA, sue your grandma, not me. All right, so today's BAQA, it's going to be a little different. I'm going to answer, like, just a general question I've been getting about setting intention for the new year, and then I'm going to share a business answer or a business scenario, a mistake that I made and how I've been able to navigate through it. Okay. So that way we get a little money, BAQA, you get a little business BAQA. Okay. So one, setting your intention for the new year, right? And so we're in 2024 and it can be very easy to fall into the same old habits and we don't want it. So in order to have your life look different at the end, you have to do something differently. So I like to do something called dreamscaping. Okay. I don't know if I made up that word or not, but honey, I'm using it. So what is dreamscaping? Dreamscaping is when you dream across the landscape of your mind, right? So I want you to think of like your mind as this big open field and rolling hills and blue skies and clouds, and it's just like this open expanse of space. So I always like to think like what Montana must look like open, like they call it big sky country, where all you see is sky and flat green land. That is where I want you to position your mind. Right? If you're driving, sis, focus on driving. But if you're sitting or walking or doing dishes or laundry, take a moment to close your eyes and imagine this big, open, wide space where the sky is blue, the clouds are puffy, the grass is green, and it's empty. And you get to add whatever you want into this beautiful, expansive space. It is important that the space feels expansive. If you cannot visualize it, Google is your guru. Go ahead on and Google Montana big sky country or big open space. You know, maybe, you know, that's a visual that doesn't help for you. Maybe you need to see the desert. Maybe you need to see ocean. Whatever feels expansive to you, I want you to visualize that and imagine that. And then I want you to start thinking about how you can start to fill this space with the things that you want to see by the end of the year. It is important that sometimes we dreamscape and we say what I want in 5 years or 10 years or 2 months. That's great, but we're not doing that now. We're talking about how and who do I want to be December 31st, 2024. That's the person we're looking at right now, right? So you can use this dreamscaping for whatever, but for these purposes now, the beginning of the year, that's what we're looking at. I want you to imagine as you start to identify categories in your life, who and how do I want to be? So one question you can ask yourself, you can get yourself a notebook or like one of those big like poster boards, or, you know, they have like, you ever see the paper that's like the chart paper or whatever, you know, and start to write down some categories that you want to add to the big expansive space. So categories might include health. It might include partnership or relationships. It might include business or career. it might include. So I want you to think of big, 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 high level categories. I'm trying to think some of the ones. I might include adventure. That's what I have on mine. It might include finances, you know, hello, right? So I want you to think of anywhere from 3 to 6 things. You know, if it's more, that's fine, because we're not here to limit nobody, but at least 3 big expansive categories that you're going to start to fill this expansive space with, right? So you have these things written down. You know, you can visualize them. I'm closing my eyes as well, too, into this big, expansive, big sky country. And then under each of these categories, I start to get a little bit more specific of, okay, how do I want to show up in this space by December 31st, 2024, a year from now? So let's just say in the health space, for me, it might be like, okay, in the health space, there might be a size I want to maintain. Like right now, your girl's a good 9'10", you know what I mean? I think it's cute, you know, because I'm a woman of a certain age, I'm 44. And so like, you know, a 4, at least for my build, is not cute. You know, for your build, it might be. But for me, like all through when I was younger, I was like a 6. And honestly, a 6 for me was really skinny. Just because the way I'm built, I'm tallish, like 5'7", almost 5'8". You know, your girl got booty. And so at the age I am now, I find that an 8 is a little too small for how I like to present physically, but like a 9'10", it's real cute. I look snatched. You know, you guys be complimenting me like, girl, you look good. I'm like, I know. Anyway, right? So for the health component, it might be, I want to maintain a 10, but also for the health component, it might be, I want to regularly visit, you know, keep my doctor's appointments because your girl ain't been going, you know. Also for the health component, I want to maintain my walking schedule and bump it up. So I started to do the 5K training that I talked about late last year. Thank you guys for the app. I'm using the Couch to 5K app, which is awesome. And so like that I want to maintain it and maybe even run a 5K. I want to start strength training again. So these are some of the things under my health category. And so I'm in that space. I visualize myself what a strength training look like. I'm walking through the field. I see myself in the big expansive space using free weights. You know, I see myself in the big expansive place, like for health, for myself too. A friend of mine gets like vitamin drips every once in a while, every quarter. And she said it makes her feel amazing. And I kind of want to try a vitamin drip because I'm not going to lie. Your girl don't take her vitamins like she should. And I'm like, I wonder if once a quarter, because I get sick every fall, even if I just do it once a year, right before I get sick in the fall, what does maybe a vitamin C drip, what can that do? You know, for health, you know, can I get massages more regularly? So these are some of the things that are in, that I list under that category. As I think to myself, how do I want my life to look by December 31st? Who do I want to be by December 31st? I imagine myself in the field doing these things. So that's step 2, right? So step 1 is that you want to set the categories. Step 2, you want to start to list how you want to look, feel, taste, all that in those specific categories. And then step 3 is, what does that look like month to month? So I start to get more specific. So I have a category called relationships. And one of those categories, one of the items in that category are friendships, right? And so like that big category of relationships, one of the bullets is friendships. I was just talking to my friend Cabrel the other day, he's one of my best friends. And Cabrel is like this amazing foodie. He's got a great palate. He's always like introducing me to like really great restaurants and things. And there was a restaurant that was closing down. He's like, oh man, this was on my Tiffany Eats list. And I'm like, what's that? He said, I have a list of restaurants, Tiffany, because we go out to dinner whenever. And where it's like, here's a place that me and Tiffany can eat. And I thought, how can I be more intentional? So I put down under, so category, relationships, bullet point, friendship, goals, like what it looks like monthly is, what if on purpose every month, Cabrel and I on like the 3rd Friday of every month, we go to a new restaurant on the Tiffany Eats list. Because it's one thing to say like, oh, you know, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to spend more time with my friends. But now I've gotten very specific, not Pacific like the ocean. Don't do that. It's a new year. Some of y'all been saying Happy New Year's with an S and it's upset me and my mama. So we're going to take that S, right? And we're going to put it on specific, right? Okay. Come on back. Right? So like now I have it on my list. Okay. This is what it looks like. December 31st, Tiffany is someone who goes out to dinner with Cabral on purpose, not just willy-nilly, you free, I'm free. Mm-mm. On purpose, every third Friday, as long as we're both here, because he travels a lot, to a new restaurant. Honestly, I'm like, well, I'm excited about that. And so my sisters, as you all know, because I talk about them all the time, most of them live close to me, except for Karen, the oldest. She lives in Chicago. And so I said, we were supposed to have a sister lunch. And so I was like, you know what? Relationships, right? Big category of relationships, family, right? That's the bullet. And under family, sisters. What can I do to connect with my sisters more regularly? The kids are in school. My sister Carol's kids. So if we do a sister lunch once a month, let's add that. But do you see how all of a sudden it went from, I want my life to be good. What does that even mean? What does that mean? You know, you start to now in that big expansive space, I see my sisters and I having lunch different places. Or maybe here's the thing. Maybe me and my sisters, we have lunch at the same place every month because it's not about exploring new places. It's about sisterly connection. Actually, now I'm saying that out loud. I'm like, I think I like that. Because then you become like, oh, those are the fabulous girls that come every third Wednesday. Oh, I like that. That's cute, right? So maybe my sisters and I go to the same place every third Wednesday and me and Cabral choose a different place every third Friday. Does that make sense? That like, if you want your life to be different, you want to be intentional about how you're navigating. And you can't be intentional until you get clear. And once you get clear, what does that look like in action form? So now I'm creating this list of action form. Now, do I believe I'm going to do every single thing? No. But if I have 10 action things that I'm going to do, but delightful action things, right? So like having dinner with Cabral or lunch with my sisters, I mean, cry me a river. That's not bad, you know? But if the 10 things, I do 3 of those things, I have effectively transformed a part of my life. So December 31st, Tiffany is a different Tiffany than January 1st, Tiffany. Does that make sense? And so that is one of the ways I dreamscape and what I suggest for you. If you know, it's so early on in the year, it's a great time to set intentions. You know, I believe that 2024 is a year of intentions, to be intentional about how you're going to navigate, to be intentional about how you're going to show up. Like for me, I have adventure and my big bullet under adventure is travel. So it's not enough to say I'm going to travel more. No, I was like, what does that mean? I started to list the places I wanted to see. South Africa, I've always wanted to go. Guess what? I booked a trip just the other day. It's South Africa Plus. South Africa, it's like Botswana, South Africa, Namibia, I think. It's like 4 different countries that I'm going to in May with this like Black Girl Travel Group, which I'm so excited about. I was on the fence. I'm like, whoa, you said you wanted travel. You know, you got specific. You said South Africa. This place is taking you to South Africa and beyond. Do it. I also want to see the Northern Lights. I read this study that said that the Northern Lights, which are like this beautiful light show that happens near like the North Pole, like so Alaska, Norway, Finland, you could see them there. They're going to be the strongest they've ever been in the next 2 years. So I want to see them. So I wrote that down. I want to see the Northern Lights, you know, and I should write down exactly where. So, but do you see the more specific you get, you can start to check things off. You know, it's hard to accomplish a thing that you've been vague about. It's vague too. You know, connectedness is something else on my list. I got invited to a mastermind in Dubai. And y'all know I didn't have a good time in Dubai last time I went. I was like, I guess, girl. It was a little too manufactured for me. But the people going to this mastermind honestly sound awesome. And one of my really good friends is going. And I was like, Tiffany, are you going for Dubai? Are you going for the connectedness on your dreamscaping chart? I was like, ooh, that's right. So guess what? Your girl's going to be in Dubai in March to navigate that connectedness. And look what happened when I said yes. I called my girlfriend who's going. I was like, hey girl, I heard you're seeing you're going to this small mastermind. It's just like 8 of us. And a friend of mine owns a house in Dubai. She lives there and she's hosting us. And she's like, yes. And I said, well, it's only a 2-day mastermind, girl. I'm not flying 18 hours for 2 days. Do you want to stay in Dubai a little longer, even though it's not my fave? And she was like, actually, after Dubai, I wanted to go to Singapore because I've always wanted to go. Do you want to go? I was like, girl, it wasn't even on my list. It's on my list now. I was like, absolutely, I'd love to go. That was part of my connectedness. I want to connect with more people in the professional space where I am. And now look what happened when I opened myself up. So I hope that's some encouragement for you. I'm excited about 2024. As my sister Tracy said, it's going to be a banner. year, honey, a banner year. And if you are looking for tools and resources to help you with the financial part of your list, go to like follow my IG, the Budgetista. I did the 5 days of New Year. Literally, I have like on the first day of New Year, Budgetista gave to me. So every day for 5 days. So today is the last day. So you should see it. But every day for 5 days, I drop two resources, one at noon, one at 6 p.m. And you can still get access to all those resources for the next, you know, I guess, I don't know, the next few weeks or whatever. So go ahead on over to At the Budgetista. You will see them all labeled, the days of the new year and the tools and resources you need to stay and get on financial track for 2024. A large part of them, more than half of them are free. Okay. Cause you know, your girl got you. I'm going to take a break and come right back with a business lesson that you could take with you into the new year. So we'll be back and blacker than ever, honey. Bye.
Hey, VA fam. This episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. Hey, BA fam, our fellow entrepreneurs and creatives, this message is sponsored by Squarespace. It is the ultimate toolkit for crafting your online presence. With Squarespace, it's really about more than just building a website. It's about shaping your online identity and making your mark. So say goodbye to checkout headaches with Squarespace's flexible payment options. From credit cards to Apple Pay, they've got you covered. And if you live in an eligible country, they offer buy now, pay later options with Afterpay and ClearPay, which means that your customers have even more ways to purchase your products. So head over to squarespace.com and kickstart your journey with a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, don't forget to use our link squarespace.com/brownambition to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Just visit squarespace.com/brownambition to get your discount today. Remember, your online success story begins with Squarespace. So what are you waiting for? Let's build something extraordinary together.
Hey, 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 BA fam. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. That's incredible. This is according to Indeed data and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 150 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Okay, it's smart. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/brownambition. Just go to Indeed.com/brownambition right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/brownambition. Terms and conditions apply. You need to hire. You need Indeed.
And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. All right, BA fam, you know we work hard and we play hard, but when it comes to investing and having your money in the market, you want your money to be working for you. That's exactly what the Betterment Automated Investment and Savings app can help it do. Keeps your money out there working hard and kicking you know what. I love Betterment because it makes it easy for even a beginning investor to figure out how to put their money in the market and set it and forget it and be at peace with that, because you know Betterment has got you covered with their automated investment and savings app. Their technology is going to give you advanced tools that are built to help you maximize those returns. All you got to do is visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank.
And I'm back in black and brown. Okay. So, we started with the good stuff. So, I wanted to share a lesson that I've learned early on. So I don't typically make a ton of mistakes in business because I try to operate at the highest possible level. Okay. But, I made a big mistake. So I had a partnership a little while ago with an organization, with a company, and I'm trying to say what I have saying all the things. The way I marketed was not aligned with how they show up in business. And it wasn't like, I didn't do anything like, wrong, like, you know, but I didn't read the room. I'll just say that. And I just had a call with them not too long ago where they gave me a bit of a tongue lashing, which I'm not used to because quite honestly, you know, when you partner with the Budgetista, we show up and show out, right? So it was the first time in 15 years that I didn't get it right. And I was so glad that when I got on the phone, cause there was something, there was like a glitch in the system. So I was calling about the glitch. And I was upset about the glitch, but something said, I know you're upset about the glitch, Tiffany, but it's the new year. We're going to open pleasant. We're going to, you know, we're not going to come in hot because of this glitch. And so, you know, we had the call, what I thought was going to be about the glitch. And I'm so glad I didn't come in hot. Like y'all had a glitch. You need to fix it, you know, cause that was in my heart. But something said, girl, we're not doing all that. I just said, hey, seems like there was a glitch. Let us know what we can do on this end to kind of like work around it, blah, blah, blah. Child, they was like, girl, yeah, about that glitch. You messed up in this way. I was like, say what now? And I did. When I look back on it, I'm like, wow, it was not intentional. And the first thing I did was I listened, I took it, and I said, you are absolutely right. I'm sorry. I see the mistake we made. Here's how we got there. Not to excuse it, but here's how we got there. I didn't blame anybody on my team. As I assumed full responsibility. And I said, here's how that choice was made. But looking back on it now, that was not the best choice. And I said that. And I said, it was a mistake and it was not intentional, but you know, still the damage has been done. What can we do? I offered up some solutions about what I can do to remedy that. And it went from, he was like the person we were navigating with was rightfully angry when they first came on. They weren't rude at all, but you could feel the tension. And it totally diffused. And he was like, okay, you know, thank you for that, basically. And you know what, that glitch part, I could see our role in that. I mean, that was really kind of them to, you know, to take on some of that. That was like, you know, a peace offering. And we navigated what it's going to look like moving forward. And, you know, I was embarrassed because it wasn't a mistake. Cause you know, in the moment, I did have second thoughts, but I was like, no, it should be fine. Hey, it wasn't fine. But I am so glad that, and so my, on the team, it was like two other women on our team that was on the call that were like kind of participated in this part of the business. And so the thing that I learned is that one, it is so important that even if someone has wronged you, like, especially in business, to come in from a neutral place. It's human to be upset, right? But to try your best, because one, sometimes there's a bigger story at play here. And I could have really played myself if I was like, first of all, second of all, third of all, you know, but I didn't, you know? So one, I've learned that lesson time and time again. And honestly, there's a woman on my team who taught me that, Sylvia. I don't mind shouting her out because Sylvia is excellent. And I remember twice in a row, I thought Sylvia didn't complete a thing. And we use this thing called Slack. And in Slack, like, you know, in like whatever channel that we were navigating, and there's other people in this channel. I said, hey, Sylvia, you didn't do that thing. And she was like, I did. She sent me a screenshot of Slack. And I'm like, oh, my bad. So meanwhile, this is in front of other people, other company people. And then I did it again, like the next week, like, hey, Sylvia, I thought I asked you for this thing. And she was like, this other thing. And she's like, I did. And I hadn't seen it. And then I realized, I said, you know, publicly, Sylvia, I'm so sorry because you've done the things and I didn't see it. And I'm so sorry. But I thought to myself, you know, what's better than being sorry? Not doing it. So it was that lesson that happened some years ago that I told myself, I'm not going to assume a thing was done intentionally wrong or not done, that I'm going to ask more neutral questions like, hey, Sylvia or whoever, can you give me an update on the thing? Do you see? Because then she could have been like, oh yeah, it was done. Here's a screenshot. I'm like, oh, okay. that I'm like, oh, child, I thought she didn't do it. I was wrong, but I didn't come at her that way. Because the truth of the matter is, let's just say she didn't do it. Like, it's not my intention to shame her in front of the other team, but it could have been that. And now I look stupid because I'm asking you about it in front of everybody and you did it. You know, so that was a huge lesson I learned from Sylvia, you know, in navigating with her, because I've since apologized, because I believe in that. I'm sharing this with you because I don't show up perfectly. I just show up the best I can and always navigating to do and be better. But I learned that navigating with Sylvia those 2 weeks that, like, I don't know, you know, if the thing was done right or not. So even if it seems so obvious that I am right, come in neutrally and let the situation unfold itself. And then if it turns out they didn't do it, then certainly we can navigate from that space. You know, so, you know, that was one of the things I did with this, you know, partner. And so I could tell that they were, because when I tell you, it diffused all the way down and went from, like, I could tell it was like, it's about to be over. We ain't partnering no more. La, 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 la. To, we really would still like to work with you. I understand how we got here. Thank you for your apology. Let's move forward. So I felt really good. I mean, I'm still a little bit embarrassed by it because I hate making mistakes like that. But it is. These things happen. And all you can do is to try your best, is to apologize. And if they would have said, we don't want to work with you anymore, I just would have eaten it and been like, I totally understand. Because what else can I do? And so, like, I'm sharing that lesson of, like, you know, mistakes that I continue to make as I navigate. You know, I don't care how long you've been in business, mistakes are made all the time. As I share that to be transparent, that, like, you know, that even when mistakes are made, I mean, certainly this one worked out because, you know, they still want to work with us, but they could have easily said, I'm not going to. And then all we could have done is take the lesson, you know, and I made sure afterwards to have a recap with the team to say, what are the lessons we learned? One, we started off with neutral questioning. So thankfully we didn't have to backpedal and be like, okay, you were right. I said, two, we apologized right away. As soon as, you know, a lot of people with after getting kind of like a tongue lashing, like I said, he didn't yell or anything like that. But after getting a tongue lashing, rightfully deserved, would have been defensive. I made sure to have no defensiveness in my voice, in my posture, anything. I took the tongue lashing and I apologized right away and said, what does it look like to make amends? And, you know, and then I didn't just say that, I made some suggestions, which they were like, we like this, we like that. And then, you know, we wrapped. And as a result, you know, we still have a partner. So I just, you know, I just wanted to share that with you that, like, you know, as you navigate into the new year, you know, it's not about being perfect, whether we're talking about business, we're talking about your personal finances. It's about just doing and being better. You know, I aim always to, if a mistake is made, to learn from it, to grow from it, to show up better. That's it. That's all I can ask of myself and all anyone can ask of me. Well, Happy New Year to you and you and you. Again, if you want the 5 days of budget need, no, 5 days. Anyway, yes, like day five of the New Year, Budgetista gave to me on the 5th day of New Year. Look at me. On the 5th day of New Year, the Budgetista gave to me. I forget what I'm giving you today, but go ahead on to my IG. Check out all the tools, mostly free tools and resources that I suggested for all 5 days. You get 2 a day. And start this year off dreamscaping and then having actionable things that you're going to do to fill that beautiful expansive space with the amazing dreams that you come up with. And I'd love for you to share them with me. All right, y'all. Until next week. Bye-bye.
3BiggerPockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
BiggerPockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The BiggerPockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.